Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. On July 16th, United States Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue denied the NDSA and others' request for more flexibility for haying and grazing cover crops on prevented plant acres. Given the unusual moisture situation, an incredible number of prevented plant acres in North Dakota this year, the NDSA had petitioned the United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, to grant an earlier date than the November 1st provided now for the utilization of forage. The NDSA had been hopeful that the USDA would recognize the soil health, excess moisture utilization, and forage supplementations that the change would have had, but unfortunately that was not the case. The NDSA has not given up the fight, though, and continues to advocate for the change on a permanent basis through Senator John Thune of South Dakota's Cover Crop Flexibility Act. The United States Senate recently introduced the HEALS Act, or Health, Economic Assistance, Liability Protection, and Schools Act, which is follow-up legislation to the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act passed back in March. The HEALS Act would provide $20 billion for additional COVID-19 agricultural relief efforts and would charge USDA to craft additional financial assistance program to help farmers and ranchers negatively impacted by the pandemic. The HEALS Act has much less specificity than the HEROES Act. The NDSA has been advocating for a more equitable second-tier coronavirus food assistance program payment rate and advocating against any programs that would incentivize a prolonged backlog of fed cattle in the system. The next step in the process is for Congress to bridge the divide between the HEALS and the HEROES Act. Happy National Intern Day today, July 30th. The NDSA is currently seeking two enthusiastic, organized, and people-oriented college students to serve as convention interns during the 91st Annual Convention and Trade Show, Roaring Into the 20s, October 8th through the 10th, at the Ramcota Hotel in Bismarck. Applicants should have an interest in the beef cattle industry and strong interpersonal skills. Applicants should be able to manage tasks, have a strong attention to detail, and enjoy working in a fast-paced setting. Applicants should send a cover letter and resume by August 1st. The brand renewal period began July 1st. North Dakota requires brands to be renewed every 5 years, which means brands will expire January 1st, 2021. Watch your mail for official renewal notices in August. If you have any questions, contact the office at 701-223-2522. For over 91 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockmen.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a happy Thursday.